14. Farade Harbor and Main Shipping Channel, Farade Sound, Kingdom of Delphirock. Sir Vic Laker swore violently as another broadside lit the night. At least his harbor batteries were finally beginning to shoot back, but that was remarkably little comfort under the circumstances. He stood in an open freight door on the second floor of one of the dockside warehouses, under the gaunt, looming arm of the gantry used to raise crates and casks to it. He'd chosen his lofty perch as an improvised command post when the bedlam, shouts, shots, and screams had made it painfully obvious his effort to accomplish his orders with a minimum of violence and bloodshed had come to nothing. He had no idea what had initially precipitated the violence, but even the fragmentary reports he'd already received made it abundantly clear that what had been supposed to be a quiet, orderly property seizure had turned instead into something with all the earmarks of a massacre. Not that it had all been one-sided, he thought grimly. None of the Carizian merchant ship's companies were large enough to hold off his troops and the borrowed naval seamen more than briefly, but some of them, at least, had clearly cherished at least some suspicion about what was coming. Many of them had had weapons ready to hand, and they'd managed to fight back hard enough to inflict more than enough casualties to infuriate his men. And the even more infuriated, consecrated voices of the Inquisitors who'd attached themselves to his boarding parties without Father Stivens having happened to mention their intention to Sir Vic had helped turn that completely natural anger and fear into outright bloodlust. Even as he watched, another of the Carizian galleons caught fire, joining the two already blazing at the dockside. At least, it didn't appear that the flames were going to communicate themselves to any of the warehouses, but they provided a suitably hellish illumination, and he could see at least one galleon which was still holding off every attempt to get aboard. It looked as if the crews of two or three other Carizians must have managed to get aboard her, probably by swimming when their own ships were taken, and even as he watched, another wolf fired from the ship's high bulwarks. There were even matchlocks firing down from her, and someone was throwing lit hand grenades down onto the wharf as well. That, he was grimly certain, was only going to make the attackers even more savage when they finally overpowered the defenders, although it was unlikely anything could have made them less savage after what had already happened.
And the fact that I'm technically the one in command of this rat fuck means I'm the one who's going to be blamed for it by the Carizians, he thought even more grimly.
He didn't much care for that, for a lot of reasons, including the fact that no man wanted to be remembered as a bloody murderer, especially when he'd done his very best to avoid getting anyone killed. At the moment, however, he had other things to occupy his worry, and his teeth clenched as yet another broadside thundered out of the dark, sweeping the embrasures of one of his waterfront batteries with a storm of grapeshot. Obviously, at least one of the galleons anchored out there had been a disguised privateer. The good news was that the number of guns which could be concealed behind disguised gun ports was limited. The bad news was that the guns in question, much heavier from the sound of things than he would have thought could have been successfully concealed, were clearly some of those new, quick-firing Carizian pieces he'd heard about, and the gun crews behind them manifestly knew what they were doing with them. The galleon swept steadily, majestically across the waterfront under topsails and jibs alone, firing savagely at the harbor batteries. Here and there, one of the slower-firing defending guns got off a shot in reply, but even though Laker couldn't make out many details through the smoke, darkness, and glare, it didn't look to him as if his gunners were scoring very many hits. And they obviously weren't coming even close to matching the Carizians' rate of fire.